my knowledge, funds have been cut, nationally and locally. So how are you going to expand the program for expanding needs in the community? Because the needs are expanding. In each city in this country, it is population hasn't gone down, it's going up. Well, the more populous an area is, the more poor people are going to have. There's a greater need for more facilities, or there's a greater need for more funds in the program. Well, you take in, you bring in two more groups, you pull whites and you pull Mexicans in. How are you going to serve these people in a program that has been successively cut, and the funding is not adequate to take care of those programs that are in progress right now? So, you know, it becomes this bureaucratic whipping post for a lot of people. You know. Now, we have in those centers also, like in the West Dallas Center, we have affiliation with Planned Parenthood. They have a clinic in the West Dallas Center. Mental health, mental retardation is going to locate office in the West Dallas Center. We have had strained relationships with the Baylor University Dental College and the mobile unit that they use, which is a program that's funded through the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And it's manned by the Baylor Dental Program over there with their interns, their students, which are hygienist students, and a professor, doctor from over at Baylor. Now, what they do is, it's been 10 weeks out of the year, they will locate 2 weeks in each of the five areas with clinics that goes 5 days at a time. Sometimes Dr. Jess might run a clinic for 2 weeks in one area. Now, we attempt to get 15 or more persons in there for dental hygiene work, which would be some extractions, a lot of cleaning, a lot of preventive things that they will do to keep from having to do the extractions and so forth. It's been a very successful program, but there's just been a few things that's been going on. We work in areas that we have to have a matching share, local match share, which you consider, it's called the in-kind non-federal share. Now, what happens with the in-kind non-federal share is in each area we have a resource coordinator whose responsibilities are to seek in the community various things such as donations of durable goods, service, time, or volunteering at some point in time in the program activities. This counts the same as money, and that's what we're saying that the community is giving. Last year, the year before, the in-kind responsibilities of the community action programs was increased from 20% to 40%, which I felt that was very punitive. Of course, then when you try to take a program to funding level almost $2 million, and you're going into the community and asking for 40% match share, you just don't get that. And the auditors for the Community Service Administration, they have been extremely rigid in their insistence that we do this. Now it's back down to 20%, because people just couldn't meet that 40% match. All the federal government did, and the Community Service Administration, I feel like what they did is made a bunch of people out of liars. They forced people to lie. You know, here in inflationary times, it's hard as hell to get anybody to give you a dime or a penny. And when you start going out looking for $400,000 or $500,000 worth of services and goods in a program, you're going to just be putting your head up some brick wall somewhere. And I think they recognize that. It's impossible to do it. Even though we did come up with some